This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Todd Cochran here at Digital Experience, and we're going to talk Chevy MyLink. So pretty cool stuff here. Here it comes.
Sponsored by Callisto.fm. Do you produce shows for the internet? Do you really know if anyone is watching or listening? Find out soon at Callisto.fm/beta to sign up and be the first to find out what happens after the download.
All right, we're here with Sarah at Chevy MyLink, and this is the first time I think you guys have been here at PepCom. So tell me what you guys are introducing.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, it is our first time. We're introducing the MyLink radio that's going to be in our Chevy Sonic and Spark vehicles. So there are absolute, and watch the screen, there are entry-level vehicles, right? So they're typically not ones that we put this type of infotainment system in. But we had read that 75% of our customers are looking to be connected.
Right.
So when we went and talked to them and asked them, what are you looking for in an infotainment system? They said, listen, we understand that there's a lot of cost with a high-end system. Is there any way you can create an infotainment system that is like an extension of our smartphone? And so we did. And this is our MyLink.
And you know what it also does? I've got a 22-year-old daughter who turned 22 today, and she's got a lower-end budget because she's younger.
Absolutely.
So, but she still is like, she's a digitally connected, you know, it's crazy. So when she's looking for a vehicle, she's going to want something like this.
And that's what we're doing. You know, our customers say we love our smartphones. We put our music on there. We are always carrying it. We just want something that's kind of like an extension.
Right.
So here's what we've done, and I'll walk through this kind of a little bit. The audio is similar to a standard radio, AM, FM, XM, but we also allow you to bring in Bluetooth. So if your phone has Bluetooth, all of that music you already have can instantly come through the infotainment system. You hear it through the speakers. You can connect via USB if you want. You can also connect like your iPod. So a lot of people your daughter's age, they have all that music already there. We don't want to go back and re-put it on this radio. They already have it. We also have pulled in the telephone the same way. Now, when you get a call and you don't know the number, you don't go digging for a pen. You pick up your phone and you scroll through your call logs, right? That's just how you use this one. I hit call history and all my recent calls are there. I don't have to go searching for a phone number or anything. I just select it. Or I can use the steering wheel controls. We're trying to keep it very safe, very connected, very simple. I can also launch certain apps on my phone. I have the smartphone link. Our customers that are Sonic and Spark drivers, they do like their apps. So what we've done is we've started them with two apps, Pandora and Stitcher. And what we're gonna do is kind of see how they are, see if they want us to develop more, see how they like them. But the apps are gonna run through their phone. And what that means is as they update their phone and like or not like things, it automatically gets updated in the radio. That way it's much smarter. And that way they're always connected.
MyLink is gonna be bringing some great features to classic cars that necessarily have not had this type of connectivity before. We're going to take a moment out with our sponsor, and we're going to come back with some final features here of MyLink.
If you're a new media content creator, it's very easy to create content, to distribute it, pretty easy to get download information, really hard to understand how people are interacting with your content. There's a new service that is going to be announced and trialed here shortly called Callisto.fm. that will give you real-time monitoring of how people are interacting with your media. You can be a part of the beta test. What you need to do is to go to callisto.fm/beta, B-E-T-A, put in your email address so that you can be notified and be among the few that are going to be on that list to test out the new measurement metrics program from callisto.fm.
So Sarah, tell me, I saw another link on here that said pictures and movies.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, so we want to keep our customers safe, so you have to be in park to see this, okay? But if I hit pictures and movies, I can go ahead and view a slideshow with my music playing, or I can actually watch a movie.
So this looks like a great start for the lower end cars. Now the question is this going to come standard, or is this going to be an additional feature for there? Is this going to be an option?
This is optional, and again, it's starting in the 2013 model year Sonic and Spark, so that's June for the Spark and September for the Sonic.
Any idea what the option price is going to be?
Hasn't been released yet, but know that we've kept that in mind throughout all of our development, and it's something we're working very closely with LG on. So.
Do you foresee yourself opening up the API to allow, because I know that other manufacturers have started to open up the API to allow people to develop apps for this type of a platform. Is GM or Chevy going to be thinking about doing that?
We are considering all sorts of things like that. And there was, a big announcement made yesterday with OnStar. So more to come on that. That is something we are looking throughout our whole family.
I tell you, exciting stuff here for Chevy. And, of course, definitely check out the MyLink. And if you're looking for this classic car, this is an option you're definitely going to get, because I'll be honest with you, no one wants to go unconnected even when they're in their mobile these days. So anyway, Todd Cochran here with Geek News Central on the Tech Podcast Network at Digital Experience.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.